know you.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
It was November 7th, 2006, when Microsoft released Gears of War, the original for the Xbox 360. It was August 25th, 2015, when Microsoft released Gears of War Ultimate Edition for the Xbox One.
So some time has passed.
Yes, some time has passed, and they are re-releasing this game in its Ultimate Edition. Microsoft gave us a download code to check out this new take on Gears of War. And I will tell you, it is Gears of War again, but it's not. You know, it looks better, higher resolution, prettier textures in a couple of places, higher frame rates. The cutscenes have been re-rendered, so they look pretty. And so, while it doesn't necessarily look as good as like a brand new game, it is a much better look at Gears of War. And one of the great things about Gears of War has always been their art direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that really shines in this particular thing. Let's start with the campaign. Single player is, again, looking a lot prettier. They have added new levels from the PC version of the game, but to be honest, it's been so long since I played it, I couldn't have told you which ones were in the original and which ones were not. They added more checkpoints. You can roll in 8 directions. You can swap weapons while you're roadie running. A lot of things that you could do in later games that, to me, I was like, well, yeah, duh. Oh, you couldn't do that in the original. I forgot. I actually played Gears of War 3 last spring, and that's kind of in my mind what the original game was like. But again, they've added some tweaks that came later back into the campaign for Gears of War Ultimate Edition. The AI seems a little bit dumber than, you know, like Gears of War 3. Like, Dom kept running in front of my gun, and I was like, bro, I don't want to shoot you!
So you really see, like, it has the age factor with that?
It does. But you know what? Again, they have done a lot to kind of bring its game up. But, like, for example, you can play co-op now, and there's matchmaking for co-op, so you don't even have to have a friend. They'll just find somebody for you. And it's what they call drop-in co-op. So that means you can join somebody at any point in their game, they can join you at any point, and you can also drop out, and it doesn't screw with them. Also, if you want to play at different difficulty levels, like Nikki could play on hardcore and I could play on casual.
That sounds about right.
And we could play at different levels and still play together, which is great. Which was, again, something in later Gears of War games. So Gears of War Ultimate Edition, one of the places it really shines would be in the multiplayer, where they now have 60 frames per second, 1080p, like all of that. And they brought back the old maps, some of which have been tweaked a bit. I will tell you, I spent most of my time with the campaign and playing some co-op. I dipped my toe into multiplayer, and since it was a pre-release, I haven't played it out in the wild, like now that it's actually released and available to everybody. But I can tell you, in what I played, it worked fine. Unlike, say, the Master Chief Collection, where...
That still hurts if people bring that up. Yeah,
well, it's an important question, because it's the question
true.
A lot of people have with this as a re-release on the Xbox One. So, overall, it worked just fine. And, as I said, it looked really good. Also, one of the things I love about Gears of War that I wish more games would do is that they do give you, like, extreme content options, so you can kind of turn the language off. You can turn the gore off. So that way, when you run up to somebody with your chainsaw gun and you're sawing them in half, there's no blood. So, I mean, that's not as violent.
Oh. Well, it helps a little, okay?
Hey, in fairness, they did come from the ground to destroy our world.
That's true.
I felt like he had the chainsaw coming. So, Gears of War Ultimate Edition, it's out now. It's exclusive to the Xbox One, and it's looking mighty good. If you have not yet, remember, you can subscribe to the Riot Control podcast. You can see us on SoundCloud. You can find all of that through riot.radiou.com. In the coming weeks, Metal Gear.